That all changed for you a couple of years ago, obviously, with ALS diagnosis. It's something, though, that you didn't know what it was, but you really had felt there was a change within you before it was diagnosed in the summer of 2016, really a year before that, right?
Yeah, at least a year. My wife says maybe longer than that. And in the typical Cleveland oil field fashion, you know, just rub some dirt on it or take an extra aspirin or, you know. So I rode it out quite a while, I think. Just had some weird symptoms in my left hand. And then most recently, just the energy level. You know, just I've always been a hard worker, always been a push, go hard, don't sleep. And, man, just couldn't bounce back, you know. And so we knew something was going on. And then months and months and months of testing before we figured it out. So, yeah, we knew for a while.
A lot of people, Coach, would certainly not handle it with the grace that you have. And do you credit your faith for that?
Well, that's the only thing you credit. I mean, you know, as a football coach, you're supposed to be a fixer. You know, you got to you practice your plays, you get your team prepared, you have a game plan, and then if the game plan doesn't work, you have your secondary game plan and your third game plan. When do you run your fake punt? When do you go for two? You cover a lot of details that we call sometimes are ghosts because you may never see them. But you know, when you get the terminal diagnosis, when you get the, hey, you know what? This one's undefeated. All of a sudden you realize Coach Schimmel didn't have those answers. You know, there's not a vitamin, there's not a Gatorade regimen or a push-up regimen that gets you through that. So it has to be your faith. I mean, it's I would even credit it, my faith, long before the big disease. Because there are a lot of times in football coaching that behind the scenes, it's a tough deal. You know, you lose a player, you lose a parent, you have kids make decisions that let not just themselves down, but let everybody down. So there are quiet, tough times behind the scenes, and there's no doubt that, you know, my faith and prayer life is what carries you. There's no other explanation because, you know, the first couple of weeks when you know you've got a terminal disease, when you know you've got ALS, you know, all that goes through my mind is who's going to take care of my family? Who's going to take care of my kids? You know, what this, what that? You go instantly back to defense mode. But then the grace of God and then your faith and then you realize, oh, you know what? I've been reading all my life that he's got control of this anyway. So why don't you just go and let it have it, you know? So that you know, definitely I would say that's kind of where I'm at. And we've decided, Courtney and I have decided that, you know, never waste a crisis. I mean, if our journey can, you know, lend hope to other people, if they can get, you know, some motivation or hope from our journey, then we hope we can share that with them.
Yeah, and that's where the foundation comes in.
Yeah, we're really excited. Finally, the Trimble Strong Foundation is up and running. It's a vision of a lot of people, not just Courtney and myself, but a lot of my friends. And you know, we want to be salt and light. We want to transform people by just injecting positive things into their life. We have some great friends who love to help people adopt children. We're going to help them, and we've got a little church that we try to sponsor down in New Orleans in the inner city that has a wonderful preschool and daycare system that we sponsor. We've got a little school down in Honduras that we sponsor, and we're looking forward. We're going to name our first leadership scholarship later this spring for a young man at OSU. So we've got a lot of things going on. We would love to recruit teammates for our foundation. If people are interested in just being salt and light to people and helping people along the journey one person at a time, we'd love to have them join us.
Trimble Strong Foundation.
Yep, TrimbleStrong.org.
That would be the way to go. Coach, we've been doing this a long time, and I don't think our journey is over yet. We still got a lot of things that I know you want to get accomplished.
Oh, yeah. We'll run a few more laps together, Don. That's us oil patch guys. We'll stick together.
Absolutely. Maybe a book someday.
Whew, we better hurry.